going to look like the new fresh leadership that people were saying that they wanted in the internal polling that we saw, not in the external polling. And this is the problem with being boring business as usual. It might backfire
well,
on him.
Well, he's not John Key.
Well, except, there's no kind of big bang here, but it is actually one of the most interesting political speeches that I've read in detail for a long time. Normally I give up after the first paragraph. Here's the thing. This speech, actually, if you read it, it is less of a political speech and more of the kind of speech you would expect in the corporate world. So a lot of actually goals and metrics. And also, for the very first time, you're starting to see surface the kind of long-term work that Bill English has been a champion of in cabinet, where instead of just going, look, we're going to spend money on police, he's starting now to talk about what are we doing at the other end to actually prevent, the rises in crime and get to the heart of these fundamental social issues. So I found this comment really interesting. He said, for too long, governments have serviced misery rather than investing up front to help people change their lives for the better. Now, I know we're saying it's boring, but actually I think if you read this speech, we are seeing a signal that there are going to be some really fundamental changes.
And he brought in the welfare. He brought in the welfare, didn't he? The 50,000 less on welfare, yeah, and the numbers on DBP down in his speech. Any Josie, you can pick up on that if you like.
Well, I was going to say that actually I think that's the bit that's not boring, Trish, because it's interesting. You're right. The big new idea in politics now is this idea of devolution, and Bill English calls it social investment. What he means by that is this, letting local people or local councils or local communities, it might be iwi, it might be, the Sallies, that let local people have a say over some of these problems in their communities. Now, again, that's an idea that Labor should be owning. They shouldn't be the party of public servants, they should be the party of public service. And that means empowering people locally to do stuff. And you're right, it's ironic, again, that you've got a National Party leader, Bill English, talking about letting local people have a say. He talked about that family where there's been call-outs 87 times in 1 year for police call-outs to this family. Mm. And by working with all the different agencies and all the different people involved in this family, found out that there was one auntie that the father would listen to, and the auntie said, come on, you've got to get your act together, and he did. So that's just an example of that kind of devolution model. Right. And again, Labor should be owning that.
Josie Pagani and Trish Sherson on The Huddle. It's now 12:06.
Hi, Paul from AV World. We have an amazing premium soundbar deal. We can't tell you the brand, but here's really, really good deal. This soundbar is $18.99 retail. We have it at $9.99. Now, it's a true multi-room soundbar. You can add up to 18 zones. It comes with a wireless sub. It sounds amazing. It does Spotify, it does Tidal, all the online music. Everywhere else is $18.99. 10 only, $9.99, AV World. 237A Dominion Road, Mount Eden, or avworld.co.nz.
Two iconic acts. Two very special concert events. Blondie and Cyndi Lauper. Arena Easter Saturday, April 15th. Vector Arena Easter Monday, April 17th. Don't miss Cyndi Lauper and Blondie. Presented by Frontier Touring. Tickets on sale now from usual outlets.
There's only one payroll you'll ever need. Crystal Payroll. It's feature-rich, up-to-date, simple to use, and flexible enough to meet today's needs and tomorrow's. Visit crystalpayroll.co.nz or phone 0800 799 899.
Go Harvey Norman's long weekend price smash. Prices smashed on computers, electrical, furniture and bedding. Plus, get a huge 15 months interest free. Minimum purchase $490. See online for exclusions, terms and conditions. Harvey Norman's long weekend price smash. Excludes outlet stores. Limited time only.
News Talk ZB Auckland community notices with stressless recliners from Danske Mobler Furniture. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
Forest Hill Milford United Football Club is taking registrations for the upcoming winter football season. They have teams for both girls and boys from ages 5 upwards. Up to age 8, boys and girls play in the same teams. For more information about the club or to register online, visit foresthillafc.co.nz.
caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Mobler Furniture.
It is now 11:26. Josie Pagani and Trish Sherson from Sherson Willis PR on the huddle this evening. Josie, I'm going to bring up another story in just a moment, which is very interesting. All right, Trish, so I want to carry on with Prime Minister Bill English, if we can. He talked about the global instability.
Yeah, so he started off, and I think this is going to set up his, you know, I'm sort of calling it the boring narrative, but contrasting the stability of New Zealand with the instability globally. Then he went on to kind of set up what his personal narrative is going to be, which is, hey, remember, guys, you know, I might have been in Parliament for quite a few decades, but I started off as a Kiwi battler on the farm in Dipton. And the way, it was quite clever, the segue there, because what he was actually setting up was talking about the protectionist policies of Muldoon in the 80s, then without referencing Roger Douglas, but how the work of the 84 Labor government really set our economy up to be competitive now. And I think that is him also really starting to protect against the kind of Trumpist, protectionism that we're starting to see. And he had an interesting line, which was, if we can stay the course, really saying to New Zealand voters, hey, stick with us because we've done well. If we stick with it, we're going to continue to do well. If we change course now, either to a Trump style or probably also referencing Labour, we're not going to keep building on those gains.
But that's going to be the tension for him, isn't it? Because on the one hand, he wants to play the steady as she goes, safe pair of hands, don't change captains now message. And on the other hand, he needs to be the fresh leadership still. And so, you know, he talked about the threat to trade and a new isolationism. And this actually, it's not just trade. I mean, it's this whole concept of global solutions for global problems. So whether it's climate change, refugees, trade or whatever, we're heading into very protectionist, isolationist time. So, he also can't have a message which just says, oh, hell, this is looking bad. We've got to wait till the trade situation sorts itself out. There's still stuff he can do at home that he has to do to keep our economy going.
Okay. I need to cover this off. Josie, I'll get a quick response from you and a response from you first, Trish. So News Hub are reporting that we've got Waitangi Day, of course, on Monday. Waitangi's lower Teiti Marae is seeking to charge media outlets up to $10,000 to film dignitaries and politicians arriving on Saturday and Sunday. Now, it used to be Koha, but that's been scrapped and replaced with a coverage fee. What I would say is the news media should just stay away.
Well, I was going to say, Larry, I'm going to be up there and I'll do you a cheap deal if you like. Look, quick film on my iPhone and I'll flick it down to you. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about 10 grand. I'll get you in for free.
Well, I'll be up there too, Trish. We'll just do something on the iPhone. No, honestly, the Waitangi stuff has just gotten... And actually, you've noticed that politicians aren't going... Bill English is not going up there, and that was the right call, and media should boycott it too. Look, it's more important what iwi leaders think than it is about what the Harawiras think this week. And so just give the whole thing a miss and let's celebrate it somewhere else.
Well, I'll tell you what the reason I'm going, because I've never been, and as a New Zealander, I think I should, and I met a fantastic couple from Northland the other day, and they said, hey, look, it is the best day out you will have. Get up there, have some mussel fritters, you'll have a whale of a time.
Thank you, Trish Sherson and Josie Pagani on the huddle. It's now 6:06.